Nobel Peace Prize for her bravery and efforts to educate girls. There are others like you three. Ordinary citizens like these. Alicia Garza, co-founder of Black Lives Matter. Emmett Till, brutally murdered for allegedly whistling at a white woman. His death launched the civil rights era. Anne Frank, whose diary of her Holocaust experiences and continued faith in mankind impacted millions. Claudette Colvin, who refused to give a white person her seat on the bus. And William Kamkwamba, who at the age of 14 built a windmill to power his parents' home in Malawi, Africa. Because of William, his family and village had running water and electricity for the first time. Hard times do not always harden people. Often they reveal what we're made of, who we are inside. I believe you are amazing. That if you take care of yourself and your heart, you will add much value to the planet in your own special way. So again, I ask, how are you? Are you having fun during these tough times? Are you serving others while being kind and concerned about yourself? Good, because I need you to know you are loved. You are needed. And you were born for such a time as this. Blessings on your journey. Your fan and cheerleader, Sharon G. Flake.
A Day of Small Things, Tanya Bolden. Have a day of small things. Compliment someone on an outfit or hairdo. Congratulate a friend on a victory. Gift a stranger with a smile. Telephone. Don't text an elder in the family. Give a few dollars to a worthy cause. Spend 15 minutes, cell phone off, thinking about someone other than yourself. A soul who has suffered a loss, a heartbreak, someone in need of a favor, or cheering up, or surprise. Write a gentle poem. No one becomes a bully, a grouch, self-centered soul, vulgar, overnight. Bit by bit, that's how it happens. A snicker here, a chuckle there at a mean-spirited joke, a passing on of gossip to itching ears. So it is with growing into goodness. Bit by bit. If you make a habit of having just one day a week of small things, you may find that generosity, reciprocity, agape love, compassion, empathy become second nature, your way of life, who you truly are inside.
Dark brown skin is beautiful. Eleanora E. Tate. In my novel, Thank You, Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., fourth grader Mary Eloise Avery is dark-skinned. Not dark-skinned like mega singers Beyoncé and Nicki Minaj. Dark-skinned like actresses Lupita Nyong'o and Viola Davis and writers like me. Dark brown skin is beautiful. Know it, claim it. Yet too many dark brown-skinned girls are bullied and ridiculed. Mary Eloise Avery wishes that she has pinkish tan skin, like her new white classmate Brandy has, or at least light brown skin, like her nemesis Libby Burns has. Mary Eloise's mother has even called her an ugly old black thing. You can try to defend yourself from other kids by fighting back with words or fists or trying to ignore the dark-skinned verbal abuse. But when your own relatives in your own home call you ugly black thing, charcoal, blue-black, ruined, crow, and worse names. What can a kid do? Sometimes relatives defend their insults by saying such name-calling is keeping it real, or that this verbal abuse will toughen you up. Yeah, right. My mother and sister were light brown-skinned. Mother would say, "We never held it against you that you were dark." Well, thanks. But my mother would also say, "You're so dark. Your face is so greasy. People don't like dark, greasy-colored girls." Because I was so dark, she said I couldn't accomplish anything that girls of lighter hue could. So I shouldn't even try. It didn't matter that I was smarter and had more ambition than many of them. I learned something from my experiences. By the time I turned 15, I had developed a simple, secret, radical plan to get away from my mother's perpetual dark skin beatdown. I claimed the beauty of my dark skin. I studied hard. I got a little part-time job. I saved my money. I learned practical skills. I cried a lot, but I kept on trying. By the end of my book, Mary Eloise Avery learns from her experiences too. Although she is still young, she learns about skin color and self-esteem. "We have to learn to be our own best friends first," her dark-skinned grandmother Big Mama tells her, "and do what we can to work on being good to ourselves." This is my hope for you. Be good to yourself. Keep loving your dark skin. Prepare for your present and your future by affirming your self-worth now, not based on skin color or any other superficial or shallow or physical standards, but rather affirm it in the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who said, "I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character." If you can survive your relatives' in-home bullying about your skin color, you will surely survive out in the world. I did.
Here is a poem of love and hope. Arnold Adolph. From a cold December afternoon. Out here in the flatland of East Ohio. And I am out in this considerable yard, under this heavy gray sky pressing onto my shoulders. And sweet woman. My head is bending low as the song goes, and my eyes are fixed on frozen patches of past and future loves and deaths and disregards. And I am living into my 80th year, and I still address these poems to you, to your eyes, to that always welcoming smile, to those welcoming arms. I am stripping away all that is not necessary, and this has been my plan, my process, for most of my conscious life, out here discerning what is alive and what is almost worth the mouth-to-mouth of the heart. And I still believe in the power and force of love, as I can almost feel the land shaking with the power and force of mindful destruction, and I shake under the daily drumbeat of death. Please read this poem with your own power and love, and smile. And reread and nod and be angry with resolve. These struggles must continue through hard winter as we prepare for the new and greening spring.
We've got you, Pat Cummings. The storm is coming. There is always a storm. But we've got you. We've weathered the fury you're heading into, and we know how to shelter, how to gather force. We've seen where the storm is weak. We've got you. So tuck in, stay close, grow strong. We're here. Your wind. And you? You're our coming storm.
How to Pass the Test. Henna Khan. If they call you a Muslim, spitting out the word at you, it will probably upset you. It might make you wonder why it sounds like an insult, but they are not only mispronouncing the word Muslim, they are misunderstanding the 1.6 billion peace-loving, ice-cream-eating, cartoon-watching Muslim people like you and me, living in every corner of the globe. Tell them that a Muslim, emphasizing how to say it correctly, is a person who practices the religion of Islam, and that, like most religions, Islam is rooted in love, discipline, and striving to be a good person. If they say, go home, curling their lips with anger, it will probably hurt you. It might make you wonder where in the world you could go, if you even wanted to. This is your home, and you have as much of a right to be here as anybody else. People in America are united by the freedom to practice their religion, whatever it is. Tell them that Muslims have been part of our country since its very beginning, and that we've been here for centuries. We helped build this country and shape it into what it is today, from the cotton fields to the factories to the front lines to the hospitals to the classrooms. We love our country and we are here to stay. If they call you a terrorist, pointing their fingers at you, it will probably disgust you. It might frighten you to think of the evil people doing terrible things in the name of your religion. But terrorists are nothing like you. Violent extremists of any kind don't represent what you or 99.9% of Muslims believe. Just like the Ku Klux Klan doesn't reflect all Christians. Tell them that hatred and ignorance of all types fuel craziness, and that includes bullying and discrimination against innocent Muslims right here. You are not at fault for the twisted actions of others. You have done nothing wrong. But if they call you a friend, offering to protect you and to stand by you, it will comfort you. It might make you feel less alone and scared. These are the people who take the time to learn about others beyond headlines, to find common ground, and to understand. These are the people who reject the hate mongers and bigots. These are the majority of Americans who share the same values as Muslims and remember the struggles of others, of other religions, other races, other ethnicities, for equality and freedom. Tell them you are grateful for their friendship. Join them in the cause of fairness and goodness and kindness toward all people of all backgrounds and faiths. Stay strong. Be proud of who you are. This is a test, and it isn't easy, but it will pass.
Where are the good people? Tamika Friar Brown. Life's not always fair, and sometimes it's scary. When safe spaces aren't safe, when protectors harm us, when leaders try to lead us toward fear and hate, there's nothing fair or reassuring about that. Maybe it would be helpful to know these aren't the first troubling times our world has seen, that none has ever lasted forever. Tyrants rise and fall. Bad guys win, then lose. Evil gets overtaken by good when good people stand together against it. Who and where are the good people? They're all around us every day,
telling truths, seeking justice, persisting. They are the helpers, the listeners, the lovers of everyone. There are more good people than not. They will win. We will win if we believe and don't get tired of believing. Changemakers. That's what they'll call us tomorrows from now if you and I fight for fairness starting today. Do you believe that we can? I do too. Action is power. Let's get to work.
You can do it. Jabari Assem. You can do it. No matter what they say, you can learn and love and grow each and every day. You can do it, though others may think not. Put your back into it. Give it everything you've got. Any dream can happen. The world is yours to win. It doesn't matter where you're from or the color of your skin. Bullies may try to stop you and say you don't belong, but they will never top you. And you will prove them wrong. Your ancestors came across the waters and made a life in this new land. Mighty sons and daughters, the future is in your hands. You can do it with magic and thunder. You can do it with rhythm and skill. You can do it with wisdom and wonder. You can do it, and you will.
Tell It in Your Own Way, Roy Boney, Jr. I'm a full-blood Cherokee artist from a small town called Locust Grove, Oklahoma. I've been drawing as long as I can remember. Growing up, I used to watch a lot of cartoons and read lots of comic books. Now that I'm an adult, I still do. As a kid, I spent hours trying to draw what I saw on screen and on the page. Sometimes I would get in trouble because I was drawing in class and the teachers thought I wasn't paying attention. Doodling helped me focus on what the teacher was saying, even if I appeared to not be listening. I grew up in a family where many people spoke the Cherokee language. I never thought it was unique until I got older and realized that my experience as a Native American was different from a lot of the other kids. No one in my family had gone to college, so I never gave that much thought either. I thought of drawing only as a hobby. Fortunately, one of my art teachers saw how much I loved drawing. He encouraged me to consider going to college to study art. At first, I resisted. I didn't think I needed an education in art. Also, because I was a Cherokee kid who liked to draw, a lot of people told me that I should be painting pictures of Native Americans the way they were portrayed in old Western movies. I didn't like that kind of imagery because as a modern Cherokee, those types of images didn't express what my life was like. My family never ran around in buckskins, and we never lived in teepees. We drove cars, lived in houses, and watched TV like everybody else. And we laughed a lot. If I was going to make art, it would be art that I enjoyed and that expressed my experience as a Cherokee person living in the modern era. So, with the support of my family and help from my art teacher, I applied to college and studied graphic design. I learned how to use computers to do illustration and animation and make websites. I have since received my bachelor's degree and my master's degree in art. After I graduated, I started publishing comic books, making animations in the Cherokee language, and entering fine art competitions that featured my own version of modern Cherokee art. A Cherokee man named Sequoia invented a way to write the Cherokee language in 1821. It is called the Cherokee syllabary, and I use it a lot in my artwork. It helps teach others the language and educates people about Cherokee culture. This kid from a small town in Oklahoma has since had art shown in Paris, London, and Italy, and across the United States. Why? Because I chose to not follow stereotypes and to express my own story through my art. Every person has his or her own story, but it's up to you to tell it in your own way.
What songs will our children sing? Curtis Hudson.
What melodies will softly put him to sleep? Will they sing songs to make them dream of a brighter future? Will the story so much hate and confusion that fills our nation. We just can't sit back. We must work to find a solution so that will the lyrics ring out love, or will it only ring out hate? Will there be songs that tell of wars and destruction? Will there be songs shout a victory to make them celebrate? The world could be a such a beautiful place, but we must start now. There's no time, no time to wait. To sing.
too can fly. Zeta Elliott. Do not forget to marvel at the wonders of the world. When sinister shadows gather and fear clutches your tender heart, remember, the fiercest dragons emerge from the darkest depths, and a single star sparkling in the sable sky may guide you to your destiny. When others attempt to school you in the ways of cruelty, learn lessons from Aesop's clever crow. Open your third eye to see past the ruins and envision a better world. When the struggle to survive leaves you breathless, know that we have outpaced hounds and tunneled through mountains of despair to emerge unbowed and free. The whip could not break us. The noose could not choke our joy. When our ancestors had no cheek left to turn, they walked into the sea or stepped into the sky. Remember, you too can fly.
Advice. I'm old school like that. Oluk Bemisola, Rude Perkovich. I know I'm old school. My parents, both immigrants, valued good manners and respect for elders. So do I. I also went to many different schools throughout childhood, and being the new kid many times over meant that my best bet was to keep my mouth shut and figure things out if I wanted to get it right. I want things to be right for you. I want you to be safe. I want your way to be smooth. But I learned that more important than getting it right is understanding how many times I'll get it wrong. I know that I'll be knocked down and need to get up again over and over. I know there is beauty and power in the learning, the making of mistakes, the taking of risks, and living my life like it's golden. I give advice knowing that there is much I need to get, to learn, to do, and do over. I give advice knowing that I love you. I give advice knowing that this is a world roiling with pain and fear and anger and hurt and love. I give advice even though I am afraid. I give advice even though I have no idea what I'm doing. But I know that I love you. Your voice is precious, and it matters. Know that you might have to remind me of that sometimes, because I'm old school like that. Listen and listen again. Loving and celebrating yourself is not racist, and you should do it at least once a day. Read, and read widely. Ask questions. And never assume you have all the answers. Take all the time and all the space you need. Read, and read widely. Take the opportunity to amplify the voices of the oppressed and the marginalized. Use your voice in the way you see fit, and not in the way that others, including me, tell you is the right way to do it. You might have to remind me of that one, too. Know that speaking truth to power in love is never worthless, even if others don't seem to hear you. Know that sometimes silence speaks like a piercing shout. Love and cherish and care for yourself. Love and cherish and care for someone else. Ask questions and never assume you have all the answers. Listen and listen again. Create, make art, tell your story. Read and read widely. Know that no one else can define you. You are not responsible for others' ignorance or hate. You can always be respectful without worrying about being nice. You have every right to smile and enjoy who you are. You don't have to smile. Listen and listen again. Read and read widely. Know that your life is a triumph. You are a luminous thread in a gorgeously woven tapestry of love, struggle, and vibrant story. Know that there is music, drums and hymns, blues and beats, rock and roll, and on and on and on in your blood. Ask questions and never assume you have all the answers. Who you are, at the very core of your soul, is beautiful. Your voice is precious, and it matters. Tell your story. And remember that I love you.
A Talking To, Jason Reynolds. I could tell you all the bad things. All the bad things that cut and scare and howl and growl and gnash and bare teeth bright and sharp that glint in the moonlight. I could tell you all that's frightening. All that's frightening and lurking and looming and hiding in the brush. Razor hair pricked up on the back of something too sly to see. I could tell you about all the loud things that scream and shriek and shred our ability to hear each other, the beasts behind screens, scrolling banners of bully banter. I could tell you all the things that are trying to tell you, about how you should run and how you should run and how you should run. But I'm about you above all things. Above all things. So I'd rather tell you one thing and one thing only. Everything bad and frightening and loud will always hide when you hold your head up. Will always hide when you hold your heart out. Will always sing a shrinking song when you fly.
Such a beautiful
hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of We Rise, We Resist, We Raise Our Voices. Edited by Wade Hudson and Cheryl Willis Hudson. Forward by Ashley Bryan. Read by a full cast. This program was directed by Simone Barros. Executive producer, Sarah Jaffe. Music by Curtis Hudson. Compilation copyright 2018 by Just Us Books Incorporated. Forward copyright 2018 by Ashley Bryan. What Shall We Tell You? Copyright 2018 by Wade Hudson. The Golden Rule. Copyright 2018 by Carol Boston Weatherford. 1,000 Winters. Copyright 2015 by Kwame Alexander. We the People. Copyright 2018 by Rita Williams Garcia. Prayers of the Grandmothers. Copyright 2018 by Sharon M. Draper. You Are Here. Copyright 2018 by Denise Lewis Patrick. Words Have Power. Copyright 2018 by Ellen O. Kindness is a Choice. Copyright 2018 by Jacqueline Woodson. To Find a Friend. Copyright 2018 by Joseph Bruchak. Get on Board. Story Quilt. Copyright 2018 by Cheryl Willis Hudson. Get on Board, Little Children. Performed by Paul Robeson, courtesy of Concord Music Group. You Can Change the World. Copyright 2018 by Burnett G. Ford. Next. Copyright 2018 by Lisa Klein Ransom. Drumbeat for Change. Copyright 2018 by Kelly Starling Lyons. The Art of Mindfulness. Copyright 2018 by Evelyn Coleman. One Day Poppy Drove Me to School. Copyright 2018 by Tony Medina. It Helps to Look at Old Front Page Headlines. Copyright 2018 by Marilyn Nelson. All Nations Are Neighbors and I Wonder. Copyright 2018 by Margarita Engel. When I Think of You. Copyright 2018 by Sharon G. Flake. A Day of Small Things. Copyright 2018 by Tanya Bolden. Dark Brown Skin is Beautiful. Copyright 2018 by Eleonora E. Tate. Here is a Poem of Love and Hope. Copyright 2018 by the Arnold Adolph Revocable Living Trust. Used by permission of the author. We've Got You. Poem and Art Copyright 2018 by Pat Cummings. How to Pass the Test. Copyright 2018 by Henna Khan. Where Are the Good People? Copyright 2018 by Tamika Fryer Brown. You Can Do It. Copyright 2018 by Jabari Asim. Tell It in Your Own Way. Essay and Art Copyright 2018 by Roy Boney Jr. What Songs Will Our Children Sing? Music and Lyrics Copyright 2017, Curtis Hudson International Copyright Secure. All Rights Reserved. Transcribed and Engraved by David Isaac. You Too Can Fly. Copyright 2018 by Zeta Elliott. Advice. I'm Old School Like That. Copyright 2018 by Ole Bimasola, Rude Perkovic. A Talking To. Copyright 2018 by Jason Reynolds. Production Copyright 2018, Penguin Random House LLC. All Rights Reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.